Q94, you're bound to rock. That is Eric Clapton, Lay Down Sally. Oh, it's a good tune. You know, if I had a nickel for every time that song right there played at Peach Drive-In while playing 8-Ball, my goodness, I'd have enough to be able to afford a Happy Meal right now. Hey, we've got more rock and roll that's coming at you, and it's Thursday morning, and it's time for the weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report, and we're cruising on down to Gamalia, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort to visit with Gary Faraci. Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this kind of chilly Thursday morning?
You know what? I'm doing splendid. It's a beautiful morning. I like these cool mornings. You know, it's clear. Now we got a front that's going to be moving in. That's going to probably produce some rain tonight and tomorrow. But, you know, it's springtime, and we're supposed to see all these showers. But, you know, knock on wood, we haven't seen the 49 inches of rain that's caused the lake to, you know, get all the way up to the picnic tables.
Yeah. Hopefully we're over a lot of that. We had some good rain in March. And in April and that, and the lake went up quite a bit, but it seemed to manage it and get it back down under control. So I hope you're right.
Yeah. Well, here we are, the first full week of May. And how has the fishing been going to start the month of May?
Actually, for the first week of May, if I could talk right, it's going pretty good. I really believe that. You know, the crappie bites bounced back. We had that cold front at the beginning of the week, and it kind of affected the fishing. It dropped off a little bit the first couple of days, I would say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and it's starting to pick back up. So crappie bites back on. No limits, but except for Steve Borgman, but son of a gun. But, yeah, everybody else, all the people I've talked to come through here, catching 8, 10, 12. No limits, but they're doing okay. And some of the fish are 12 inches and bigger. I had a guy caught a 15 and a half one the other day.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah, some nice slabs, absolutely.
That makes me hungry. You know, that 15-inch crappie, that fillet would fit perfect on a jumbo hamburger bun.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, a fried green tomato and slice of cheese. Oh, my goodness. You know how good that would be?
Yeah. 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 And the bass bite is picking up. Guys I've talked to say they don't think the spawn's over with yet. Guys are throwing crankbait in shallower water, mixing up the colors on it, and doing okay. I mean, not great numbers, you know, but, you know, they changed the length limit on it. They went down to 13 this year. And so I think people are, if they want to keep the bass, they're keeping more fish because they've changed that. So, they're not doing bad at all.
Well, and let's face it. You know, you've got major tournaments, and that kind of gets things all kicked up, you know. That's why a lot of people like to fish early in the year, in the spring, and then, you know, kind of get through all these big tournaments here. I don't know. Do you think there's much truth to that, that it kind of calms down?
I do. I absolutely believe that. I think we had a tournament the last week or two in March, and then all but one weekend in April, and now we got one more this weekend, and then we're done. That puts a lot of pressure on the lake. Mm-hmm. And I know those tournaments, they put the fish back in the water, but still I think it changes so much.
Yeah.
The whole attitude of the fish and that. So, yeah, I think after this weekend's tournament, the Bass Cat tournament, it'll settle back down and we can get back to fishing. We can have our lake back.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, a lot of people love to striper, hybrid, and white bass fish. How's that bite going right now?
It's going along pretty good. Same thing. You find the bait fish. Talking to a gentleman yesterday, They were schooling through 15 feet of water. He saw them on the graph, and he trolled through them. He made 3 passes and caught his limit.
Oh, yeah, right. But the top water bite for the stripers, and is it's not quite here yet, is it?
It is not. I think that water temperature is still a little cool for that. There's a little. I had a few guys telling me they got a couple on that. The white bass are starting to blow up on top of the water, so it won't be long. I think we're just waiting for that water temperature to come up. It's 60 to 64 degrees somewhere in there. I think we just need it to warm up just a little bit more, and then it'll be on, and that's fun. That's some fun time right there.
Oh, yeah, that it is. It is. And, you know, it's amazing. A lot of people, that's all they fish for. I mean, that's what. What, yeah, I mean, they'll still come and fish, but I mean, when that top water white bass hybrid striper bite is on, I mean, boom, they just come.
There's nothing like it when you throw that top water lure, whether it's a whopper, plopper, or spook, whatever it may be, redfin. When you throw that and that hits the water and you get a bite almost instant, that is just amazing. It's just, you know, game on. It's fun.
Oh, there's nothing like taking someone that has never caught a striper and getting into a mess of them and just watching their reaction. It's priceless.
Yeah, it is. And then, you know, even if you're getting into, you know, a smaller one, say a 10-pounder or whatever, the fight's on. It's fun. It's absolute blast. And, I think people should experience that. It's a good deal.
All right. Hey, and now for folks out there wanting to kind of plan a getaway or just a week on the lake or, 3-day weekend on the lake, how can they get a hold of you to get into one of your cabins at the Bayou Resort?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, the Bayou Resort Facebook page. Drop us a line, leave us a message, look at some of the pictures, see what's going on around here. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com. Or if you're in the area, just stop in and say hi.
Right on. Gary, we appreciate you. And I promise you this, Saturday morning I'm going to be down there, okay?
Okay, I'll be here.
All right.
I'll be here.
Have the coffee pot on.
Coffee's always on here.
All right. See you, Gary.
Have a good one.